Good morning and welcome to the Mr. Sal's Podcast and that season 4 episode 38, the week that was for May 8th, 2023. As always, thank you to my daughter for the intro music. In this rainy morning episode, we review the week that was for May 8th, 2023. We'll read a student email, review the week that was a normal and sunny week for once, preview the upcoming week, which will not be regular, tell dad joke, all this, maybe more, maybe less, in this week's top-rated and award-winning Somewhere on the Internet episode of Mr. Sal's Podcast and that. We'll be right back after this brief musical interlude. Oh, and I almost forgot. There'll be a new bonus word coming up. Code word coming up. Stay tuned. Okay, I'm back. We refilled the coffee. We're going to start off this week's episode with a student email of the week. The student email of the week comes from Name and Period Withheld Due to Student Confidentiality. It begins, Mr. Sal, I have all my work completed, but I'm not happy with my grade. What can I do about it? Well, name and period withheld due to student confidentiality. Great question. I don't have enough time to grade all assignments if I give everyone an opportunity to redo assignments. So I'm not offering that option. A couple of students have asked. But what you can do is complete one of the optional enrichment assignments that are on one of the past podcasts for this 9 weeks. You have up until the end of this upcoming week to get those done. That will help your grade. Email me or see me in person during school hours when you come up with your idea for which optional enrichment assignment you would like to complete. I talked with one student about the write-out assignment, and the idea, based on what you're doing, depends on the amount of points you're going to get. This student had a very good idea. It's complicated, so it's going to be almost a test grade in points for this student because it is a very thorough and complicated assignment versus, giving me a three-line poem or a three-word poem that you wrote outside on your front porch. So depending on the activity depends on the amount of points. So I hope that answers your question, and I hope you take advantage of the optional enrichment assignments. Remember, you too can submit emails about class to my school email or message me via Schoology, which, by the way, you are getting some extra points for this email. Put the phrase student email of the week in the subject line and then your question in the body of the email or the Schoology message. So as I said, you also get enrichment points for your effort. Thank you for your question, and I'm sure it's going to help a lot of students. We're going to work on the week in review for class. We worked on wrapping up LBJ's domestic policies up to the 1968 presidential election. We played a quizzes live and a book it. You had time to study the assessments on the LB, study for the assessment on LBJ with some JFK thrown in for good measure. We did the flashcards, the vocab flashcards for LBJ, the vocab flashcards for JFK. You had time in class to ask Mr. Sal questions. You had plenty of time to study since things were getting hectic and a lot of activities were going on. So hopefully you use that time. And looking at things, most students use that time very wisely. Let's see. Oh, as I mentioned before, all makeup work had to be made up by 2:20 on Friday, which was yesterday, May 12th, 2023. That's due to ensuring I can grade all assignments before grades are due. We have Keystones next week. More on that later, but I will be offline for 3 days because not allowed to have computers, not allowed to do anything but watch you guys take the Keystones while I'm proctoring. More on that later. I did push out a podcast this past Thursday, which was Thursday, May 11th, 2023. That is where the code word came from that was on the test. If you have to make up the assessment on LBJ, the code word has changed. More on that later in this episode. So you took the assessment on Friday. Most of the assessments were graded. Grades are in Schoology. I still have some more to get to on this rainy Saturday morning. I'll see what I can get done before Monday, but I'm not certain I'll get to all of them. But we do have a lot going on. We did get a lot done this past week. And you guys do deserve those cheers. Yes, you do. So, as I mentioned earlier in this award-winning and very popular podcast, as I try and talk, calm down. Thank you. The applause dies down. There are PDF copies of the Prezi notes. They're posted in the Google Drive folder linked to the Schoology class homepage for each period. If you still have to make up the assessment, all the notes are there. Check them out. Now, there's no siren sound popping up. But what we do have, since there's no new optional enrichment assignment for this week, there are several old optional enrichment assignments. Check those out if you want to. As the letter stated, email stated, people aren't happy with their grades, go back, check out the assessments, or the optional enrichment assignments, excuse me, optional enrichment assignments, and get in touch with me about what you want to do, and we'll talk about the points. We're going to take a brief break. I'm getting confused here because I have the PAACT pod mic up. I'm in that office studio, but I'm using my headset to record, but I'm talking into the mic as if I am recording the PAACT pod. Craziness abounds. It's a rainy Saturday morning. I'll be right back. Okay, we're back. Hey, easy. We're back, and we're going to jump right into your favorite part of the podcast. It is my favorite part of the podcast. It is the dad joke of the week. This week's dad joke of the week is courtesy of countryliving.com. Now, you guys know I collect records. You know I love chocolate. That is my stress eating anxiety beater throughout the day. Well, I found something that's going to be incredible for next year. I don't know if you've heard about the new chocolate record player. It's sweet. Hey, that was a good one. That was a good one. But anyways, that was a good joke. I liked it. I like chocolate. I like records. I'm getting myself one. Just can't have it delivered on a hot summer day. It'll melt. Get it? It'll hot summer day. Chocolate will melt. That's a bonus dad joke. I made that one up myself. Anyway, next week's preview. We're going to move on. We do have a full week this upcoming week, but unfortunately, at least 3 days are taken up by keystones. Where should I go? Uh-oh. No, I don't like that one. We'll go back here. Yeah, boo, keystones. They are necessary. We talked about that in class. So, do your best on them. We're going to have at least 3 days of keystones. Monday is not a keystone day. We're going to work on an in-class activity. You'll get points for it. Tuesday through Thursday are keystones. Tuesday, I'm covering and helping proctor keystones, but I'm not locked into a room. I'm doing coverage Tuesday. So you guys will be in one of the commons areas while everyone else is keystoning. I'm covering Wednesday and Thursday. I am proctoring keystones. So anyone not taking a keystone will be in one of the commons areas. And I will be in a room pacing back and forth, watching you take a test. So that's what this week will be. Friday, we come back out and I will have an activity for us. Now, periods 8 and 9. We are usually done with keystones by periods 8 and 9, and I have classes periods 8 and 9. We are having a decompression time. You guys are coming out of all day testing. I'm not going to give you assignments because that's not fair to you. And honestly, the quality of work probably wouldn't be your best because you're coming out of a test for all from all day. So if you have class Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, decompression time periods 8 and 9. If you have class, you'll be in one of the commons areas because I will be covering the keystones. And then Friday and Monday, the 2 days we do have class, we'll have activities, 4 points, which will help your grade if you participate. If you don't participate, it's going to hurt your grade. So participate. We're going to move on to the school announcements. They are as follows. And I keep saying this, career portfolios were due way back at the end of March. I'm not sure if everyone has all their stuff in. I know I've wrangled a few of the juniors in my homeroom who owed career portfolio stuff. Make sure that is in because it is a graduation requirement. You can't graduate until everything is completed. And even though you Yin's guys are sophomores, you want it done now. You don't want to be doing it your senior year. Check out What's Up New Brighton. It's an internet show. It's informative. It's fun. It's student run. We have our club meetings the third Tuesday of each month, except for this month because Keystones will be going on that day. What's Up New Brighton also has a TikTok channel. Check out the content on there. Library books are due at the end of May. There are flyers posted all over the school with the dates for them being due. You can turn your library books in to the office, the main office in the high school. There are flyers up. You can see what dates it's by grade. You have to have your books turned in. I know grades are due, I believe, not this week coming up, but the week after Keystones. I have to get your grades in. So we'll be doing day-to-day activities to get grades in for the fourth 9 weeks. And that'll finish up, finalize this school year, 2022-2023. Craziness abounds. Speaking of our library books, going back, revisiting that topic. Did you know you can check out ebooks from the school library over the school year and the summer? Check out Mrs. Berger for details. She has all the insight into how you can use the app to get library books, the ebooks. Oh, and before I forget, the new code word is Shaboom. Ha ha ha. So this is the end of the podcast, guys. And as always, I want to mention several things. First is ideas, jokes, and comments on this podcast are my own, not those of any other entity or organization. If you get mad at something, send constructive criticism my way. Don't blame anyone else. If you like what you hear, send me an email. I appreciate kind words also. Second, several organizations and websites do a lot of good for others. PACT is the first one. The Pennsylvania Association for Educational Communications and Technology. If you're an educational stakeholder, check out PACT.org to see what's going on in educational technology around Pennsylvania, the United States, the globe, and the universe. Join thousands of educational stakeholders to network and help strengthen the use of best practices in educational technology today. Speaking of PACT, check out the PACT Pod, a live stream and podcast where we discuss current events going on in PACT. Interview interesting guests and share best practices and tech tools to use in an educational setting. The PACT Pod can be found on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, and anywhere you find great podcasts. In fact, we have a live episode coming up this Tuesday. We are the first and third Tuesdays of each month. PACT, we are the voice of EdTech in Pennsylvania and beyond. The second is 211.org. You can dial 211 or go to 211.org to find local social services in your area of the United States and most of Canada. If you're an individual or family in need, please reach out to this fantastic resource for help. Once again, that is 211 on a phone, 211.org on any internet-connected device. I've included the website 511PA.com to this list. It's also an app, 511PA, or you can dial 511 on any phone. It's a great resource for travelers, especially this time of year with everything going on with construction. You've had train derailments, you have construction, you have, unfortunately, accidents. We've had roads closed due to flooding with all the rain we've had. So check out 511PA.com, the 511PA app, or just dial 511 on your phone, and you can get information on construction, traffic updates, all that fun stuff. The website has live traffic cams. I'm not sure about the app. Show live traffic conditions around the state on state highways and interstates. You'd see what's going on. They do have an interactive map that shows construction. If you're traveling, use that resource. Oh, and you know what? I'm going to throw a second. This is not a code word. This is just a bonus word. The first person from every period that either messages me via Schoology or sends me an email, put in the subject line, bonus word. The bonus word is espresso, because today it's rainy. It's an espresso kind of day. I'm going to go brew me a little pot of espresso and have some after this podcast. So, a second added bonus for you guys. That will wrap up this week's episode, everyone. Have a great rest of your weekend. Enjoy the weather once it clears up, which this rain is supposed to get out of here. We'll see if the weather people are correct or not. Have a good one. I'll see you guys Monday. Take care.